What we want to do now is just look at the makeup of the new council, because there's only three councillors returning, or a fourth if you count Jackie Church as mayor. There are, Craig, you won't have picked this up, I don't think anyone's picked this up except people carefully going through everything, five Māori women, five wahine Māori on the Waikato District Council now.
Interesting.
That, like, I remember the first time I went to the Waikato District Council, I think there was an anti-GE group here in Whangaroa, and we went and spoke to their district plan in 2006.
Yeah.
And the majority of councillors were retired farmers, retired male farmers.
Yeah.
And they weren't farming males, they were men.
Yeah.
And that's a very, very different council now. It's profoundly different. And of course, we've got the we've had part of Franklin District Council added to the northern part of the district.
Yes.
So it is becoming a greater mix of urban community compared to rural community, so that's certainly making a difference. But nonetheless, this election has produced something quite different for the council.
What was that you reckon, Aaron?
Well, there's two new Māori seats, first of all.
Yeah.
A lot of existing councillors stood down, including Noel Smith, who went to the regional council. But some existing councillors were booted out in favour of new people as well. And there is a mood for change around the... Well, I don't think it's a mood for change. It might just be a mood of not happy with the status quo. I suppose that translates to a mood for change.
Yeah.
But also, like, all the wards were chopped up and changed around. So Noel Smith didn't say it, but I felt like that might have been part of what was behind his move, because his ward completely evaporated.
Right.
And it's led to some people disappearing. So we're going to just quickly run through the Awaroa Maramarua ward. Where the heck's that, Craig?
Maramarua, again. That's on the way up to Coromandel from kind of Pokeno.
That's a wacky ward. Look at that. So we've got, folks, I'm looking at the Tuakau has got its own ward, and then the Awaroa Maramarua ward is to the left of it and to the right of it with a skinny little bit underneath.
Yes, and it goes right up to the Hunuas up there, just on the west side of Kaiawa. I presume Kaiawa, because it's not included, must be part of the Thames Coromandel, because it's on the shorelines of the Firth of Thames, I presume.
Yeah, we're looking at a map that people can't see. So we'll just say it's a wacky-looking ward.
And there's not too many people live there, I guess, Aaron.
The lucky winner of that ward is Peter Thompson, with a fairly strong victory over Stephanie Henderson. And Peter Thompson, Craig, what do we know about him?
Peter Thompson is a 65-year-old farmer from Maramarua.
Okay, so that's a very traditional kind of councillor for the Waikato District.
Sheep and beef farmer since the mid-90s.
Okay.
Past treasurer of the Maramarua Golf Club in the Hauraki Plains Federated Farmers, Aaron. I know you're fans of this, so, yeah.
All right, so I think we don't know how he'll work there, but he didn't say anything about stopping Three Waters or anything like that.
No, he didn't mention anything about Three Waters.
Okay,
no.
All right. So he's not right out there.
No, but yeah, I guess that whole thing is pretty much a lot of farmers there. There's not too many towns in that kind of area. Just want to say Albert Alfrink, I see there. He's a Mercer cheese man, really good guy, and he's missed out. So good on you having a go anyway, Albert.
He came third with about half the amount of votes that Peter Thompson got. Moving to Huntly, the Huntly General Ward. I just want to have a quick look at this. So the Huntly General Ward includes Huntly Town and a lot of the rural area around it. So it's a kind of...
Does that include the Ngarawaia? No, that's different.
No, that's got it. There's another one down here. So it's I think the Huntly Ward used to be just the... used to have two councillors, so maybe it always included the rural. Anyway, I might be wrong about that two councillors thing. What I do know is that the previous councillor, Shelley Lynch, did not win. So she's out. And David White won with 684 votes over Shelley Lynch, 459. And you know David White, Craig, so tell us about him.
He's came on my show before. He's the president of the New Zealand Tree Croppers Association. Really interesting guy. I actually thought he was a nice guy. And he's got, a massive range of trees and things he's planted on his property, which I think's in Taupiri somewhere like that.
When you said massive, I thought you were going to talk about his beard.
And his beard and his dreads as well. He's an interesting cat. He seemed like a really nice guy and very personable kind of fella, so I'm not surprised about that.
So we've immediately got diversity of viewpoints, I think, between for those first two members, Peter Thompson and David White. So that's Huntly is David White.
Just reading his little blurb here. What else is he saying? Strategic and governance things, not just potholes and stuff like that.
Okay, big picture thinking is what he's promising. All right, I want to move to the Newcastle Ngarawahia General Ward. So this is another of these new wards, and it bumps up around. So it's got the town of Ngarawahia as well, pumps up against the north of Hamilton and goes round and sort of includes Whatawhata. I think I can't quite tell if Whatawhata is in our ward now or no, it must be in. It's part of
it's the Ngarawahia one.
It's part of the old Newcastle ward there, which was Noel Smith's stomping ground. Yeah. Anyway, two councillors have been returned in that, Janet Gibb and Eugene Patterson. Janet Gibb got 2,135, Eugene Patterson 1,891. Janet Gibb is one of the committee chairs. So, and they're going to
9 years by the looks of things there.
Yeah, they're going to need a little bit of a few experienced people to run their committees. And as we said, there are only three to draw from. So,
she was the chair of strategy and finance and RMA hearings commissioner, deputy chair, order and risk, economic development, heritage, local community boards, farming with husband Murray. So, yes, she's been on a few various boards and things.
And Eugene Patterson, I met him submitting to the coastal reserves submissions, the Whangaroa coastal reserves. I don't know much about him, but he seemed to be listening. It's always a good sign.
He has a passion for localism, Aaron, he does.
There you go. All right, so those are two returned councillors.
Grassroots in its communities, that's his thing.
Yeah, and we've mentioned the Māori wards. Oh, actually, the winner of the Tairaro Takiwā Māori ward, the northern ward, is Tutata Matatahi Potapu. I don't know anything about the candidates for that ward. She won with 509 votes over second place, 349. So anyway, we know there are two Wahine Māori representing the Māori wards.
She's talking here about being impactful on the whole community of Huntly.
So that's where she's from.
Yep.
Okay. The next ward we've got is Tamahere Woodlands. And I just want to look at this. Obviously, so that's everything to the right of Hamilton City. That's where you're driving on that new bit of motorway when you miss the turn off to Raglan.
It's actually quite large, isn't it?
That's where you are, Tamahere Woodlands. So that's quite a well-off area. And so that was where Axel Beck was, mayoral candidate, who didn't win. So he's gone. There are two new successful candidates there, Crystal Beavis and Mike Keir. And Chris Woolerton, actually, I think he was a previous councillor. He did not get in either. Have you got him there on the page, Craig?
Is that my name?
Chris Woolerton. He came third. Does it say he was an existing councillor?
Living in Fire for over 30 years.
He might have been the Woodlands area councillor.
Strong advocate, sensible solutions. Conservation Heritage, Solid Waste, Stock Movement by Law, Steering Committee, Discretionary Funding Management, yes. WC Representative.
There we go. Okay, so yes. He was. Yeah, so yes. Another existing councillor gone there. Yes. Can you tell us about Crystal Beavis and Mike Keir just briefly, what we know about them?
WDC, she's been there for 21 years, business communications and engagement professional.
As a staff member.
Who has worked for the WDC, so she's obviously...
Not as staff, but as like a consultant, I think.
Business communications and engagement professional who's worked for WDC, so yeah, maybe a contractor, maybe back to them. Been on the Matangi Community Committee.
Okay. Are we getting a feel for a conservative business person or radical, or what are we getting at?
I don't know. She looks kind of balanced from what I'm reading. She's worked on the Waikato District Health Board, so instead of either of those things, maybe more into, you know, familiar with bureaucracy of systems.
Okay. And Mike Keir?
Mike Keir. Been in Tamahere for 20 years. And Raglan, he says.
Oh, he's got a place in Raglan.
Yeah, he must have. What's this? Civil engineer, former CEO, and now owns a structural landscaping business. So, businessman.
Okay. So, most of the people from that area, Tamahere Woodlands, are fairly well off.
Roading and infrastructure rural, seems to be a thing he's talking about.
Okay. All right. That'll do. That's given us a little look there. And the last one is the Tuakau Pōkeno General Ward. Excuse my pronunciation. I never grew up listening to Pōkeno. And it just feels weird coming out of the mouth trying to do it correctly. So Jackie Church, who's become mayor, was the main... she was the victor there, but of course she's become mayor. So there are two candidates who came second and third. And Vern Reeve. He came second with 1,336. And coming in third... but now second, is Candy Ngātaki, who was 615, so quite a way back, but she, as the third candidate, with Jackie Church becoming mayor, means she's another Wahine Māori who will be running, not running, be around the table.
Yes, Candy Afina Maxine Nataki. Nataki, that's a name I'm familiar with from up around the ways. Active member of the Oni Whero Tuako Community Board, that'd be why.
There's a little asterisk there. Is that just because... What do the asterisks mean?
Don't know.
Maybe if the mayor changes after the special votes that she won't be in.
Right.
But I can't. I personally can't see that happening.
Co-chair of the Huakina Development Trust Board and Ngā Pō Hauora o Tamaki Makaurau Māori Partnership Board.
Okay, all right.
Deeply committed to community, so, yep.
And Vern Reeve, what do we know about him? Looking for conservative, Vern, radical business
bureaucracy. He was a member of, the Oni Whero Tuako Community Board for 6 years.
Yep.
Wanted to stand for council. Local voice who's passionate about our diverse community and its structure. To ensure it's working closely with the new Tuako Community Board.
So we don't know much.
And that's kind of all he really says.
Okay, so all right. Well, he's obviously well known up there, well known to be to get voted in. And the last ward we haven't talked about is the Wairinga Whitikahu General Ward. And Marlene Raumati has won that by quite a bit over Tremaine Thompson. That's the second biggest majority behind the majority that Lisa Thompson got here in the Whangaroa General Ward.
So Wairinga Whitikahu, that's...
Where the heck is that?
I think that's kind of...
north.
Well, it's Wairinga Lake, obviously, up around...
It's to the east of Huntly, basically, and that area around that, and that whole rural area.
So Marlene Raumati was on the Te Kauwhata Community Committee and the Manukau City Council Community Committee Advisor. So that would say things.
That's interesting. That I would have said that was generally a rural area, and I would have expected, you know, a retired farmer perhaps to win that. But Marlene Raumati is certainly not.
She said she wants to be accessible.
Is she a farmer? Maybe she is a farmer. What does it say?
A rural landowner, it says. So maybe that's lifestyle block. Unless, you know, that's a nice way of putting farmer, because there's some people in the community who don't like farmers, Aaron, as you know.
This is a touchy subject, but she's in a it's a rural ward, so you would normally just say that you are a rural person if you are.
She says you recognise the importance of growth and development whilst ensuring sustainability. So that's maybe sort of what her buzz is.
So overall, what I'm looking here at the makeup of the new council is seems to be one retired farmer, 5 wahine Māori, a few business people. Actually, Janet Gibb has a farming background as well, and I'm not quite sure what Eugene Patterson's was. But we've got David White, who is into new forms of agriculture and horticulture.
Yeah, no, he's a permaculturalist.
A permaculturalist, even.
Yep, he loves that, yep.
So, yeah, the former mayors of Waikato District will be spinning in their graves if they're not still with us.
Progress, eh, Aaron?
It's certainly changed. It reflects both the changing population that we've got in the district and the increasing urbanisation, but also just that mood for change as well, with a couple of councillors disappearing, but also the wards all being chopped up. So they were saying, people were saying this is a once-in-a-generation chance for big change in the Waikato district, and certainly it's been delivered in terms of who the councillors are. Whether the council staff are ready for the change or not is another matter. There's a whole issue to be discussed there, which we don't have time for.
Interestingly, it seems to be a move more towards like sustainability kind of focus, as opposed to just the profit kind of focus, which is, I guess, I'm personally kind of pleased to see that kind of shift in focus to.
Well, that's a generational change for, like, you know, like we're middle aged here, and we just think this stuff's kind of normal, whereas previous generations were a little bit, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's happening there.